President-elect Donald Trump and America's intelligence community are at odds over allegations that Russia may have hacked into the Democratic National Committee's cyber network to influence last month's election. The rhetoric underscores the importance of strong cybersecurity. A new program underway in a Southeast Michigan public school district is blazing a trail for future IT specialists. The Pinckney Community School District has recently cut the ribbon on its new Cyber Training Institute, the first of its kind in the United States. Joining me to talk about this enterprise is the district's Director of Cybersecurity, Dr. Jim Darga. Hi, Jim.
Good morning. How are you?
We are well, and we're glad you're here. Also with me in Studio S, Brigadier General Michael Stone, the Assistant Adjutant General for Installations, who oversees cybersecurity for the Michigan Army National Guard. General Stone, welcome.
Good morning.
How did this concept of a school to teach cybersecurity get started here, General Stone?
It really goes back to 2011. Governor Rick Snyder, when he came into office, put together a cyber executive team. We developed a state strategy working with Michigan State Police, the Michigan National Guard, Department of Technology, Management Budget. But Dr. Don Welch participated, and he was the president of Merit. Merit is your nonprofit that has all your fiber that connects your universities, community colleges. By later this coming year, we'll have 100% of our high schools connected to this large fiber optic network. And Dr. Welch brought to the group this concept of cyber ranges, unclassified cyber ranges for training workforce. So in our first state cyber initiative strategy, we contemplated and tried to figure out how we're going to grow the workforce, how we're going to create this ecosystem in Michigan with cyber ranges, unclassified, to train future workforce for the demands of protecting our critical infrastructure in our country. We talked about and contemplated getting down to K-12 for cyber ranges, but here it is, finally a reality. It is something that we have done with universities. It's something we've done with the military, but it is the first time that we've pushed it down to the high school level.
Jim Darga, can you tell us about the curriculum, please?
Well, we're very fortunate because we started a Cisco Academy about 15 years ago, and part of the Cisco curriculum is a cybersecurity. So it has been embedded in our curriculum. That's been available to all the students in Livingston County. But now we could take it to the next level where our students can actually train on the cyber range. And then we can also offer courses. We have over 20 courses that we can offer to IT professionals that are in line with the Department of Defense guidelines and requirements.
You've both referred to the Michigan Cyber Range. Let's go a little bit deeper there and help our listeners understand what that is. General Stone, that's a larger system, and the Cyber Training Institute is part of it. What is the Cyber Range?
Absolutely. So if you think Cyber Range, the easiest way to think of it is a weapons qualification range or a range, a place you can go in a closed network, closed fiber, not on the open internet, where you can do cyber training and you can launch malware. Merit talks about teach, test, train. It's this closed environment. They've created within the Michigan Cyber Range a virtual city called Alphaville. In Alphaville, you've got a library with personal identifiable information. You've got a town hall. You've got a water and sewer system. And those are places where students can go in and play games to get scoring that's all tied to NIST and NSA standards, National Institute of Science and Technology standards, and NSA standards for training. But it's also a place where you can go, what we'd say in the Army, weapons-free and play, and there's no spillage, there's no issues with malware, that type of thing. It's in a closed environment.
Jim Darga, can you talk to us about what kinds of online threats there are out there that you can teach someone to prevent or at least to help defend a computer network against?
Well, there's a wide range of online threats that can attack a network. I mean, for example, there's a social network threats where, you know, people, for example, will receive email messages that are designed to get people to click on a particular link, and that link will cause a virus to enter the system. Once a virus is in the system, then, you know, hackers can penetrate into a network and obtain all kinds of intellectual property, personal information, and or perhaps if it's a manufacturing situation, they can shut down a manufacturing plant, or if it's a power grid, it's possibly taking down a power grid.
We are talking about the Michigan Cyber Range, also about a new initiative underway at the Pinckney Community Schools called the Cyber Training Institute. My guests are Dr. Jim Darga, who you just heard from. He's the Director of Secondary Curriculum and Cybersecurity with the Pinckney Community Schools. Also joining us, Brigadier General Mike Stone, the Assistant Adjutant for Installations with the Michigan Army National Guard. Talk to us, Mike Stone, about how the National Guard and other groups use this as a training tool.
Absolutely. So everything that's been created by Merritt and Dr. Joe Adams, who runs it, who's a retired Army colonel, revolves around these NIST and NSA standards and cybersecurity certificates that are federally recognized. It's not only for the Department of Defense to have these certificates to defend Department of Defense networks, but our critical infrastructure and in our federal government as well. So the Michigan National Guard has been working collaboratively with Merit. Other partners, Michigan Economic Development Corporation, has been an enabler for these programs. We've worked with Workforce Intelligence Network, universities. But we do, at the Governor's North American Cyber Summit every fall, we're playing in Alphaville with the California Air National Guard. And when we opened one of our hubs at the 110th Air Wing in Battle Creek, we had West Point cadets actually attacking the critical infrastructure we were defending. And 1 year, 2 years ago, we were partnered with the country of Latvia. General Vadnay, my boss, the adjutant general, was in Latvia with the Latvians who were attacking Alphaville, and we were defending from Cobo Hall in Detroit.
How about that? Let's talk a little bit more about Alphaville here for a minute. This simulates a virtual city, and one feature of Alphaville is a version of the old game Capture the Flag. I'm not sure who is more qualified to answer that question, but I'll let whoever wants it take it.
I can start, and Doctor, you can pick it up. But I think a short version is you can have red teams, blue teams going in, and they're looking for code. They have to do certain things to standard to find the code and plug the code in to get scores and capture the flag. So you've got to go through the city, and at the same time, the other team can be trying to do bad things to you and steal things away from you. So, Doctor, I don't know if that's an oversimplification or if you want to expand on that.
That's pretty accurate. And the wonderful thing about it is it's real-world experience for those people participating in the activity, that you can actually seek out at true vulnerabilities, whether it's a power grid, a library, a school, and it simulates real-world conditions. So it really hones the skills, the cybersecurity skills of those participating.
Dr. Darga, you just cut the ribbon on the CTI last week, but Pinckney's been laying the groundwork for this project for some time, as we've learned. What skills have your students already been learning that apply to cybersecurity?
We have some absolutely amazing students here at Pinckney Community High School, especially in the networking program. Our students, they've been very instrumental in actually setting up the center itself. We've allowed them to become involved in every aspect of the development and implementation of the operation. So our students have learned how to actually set up the lab. Now they're learning how to actually function in the virtual space of the sandbox. And we've actually had students participate with our teachers in the sandbox training that was provided by Merit. So they've been learning all the way along in the process.
I want to ask you, are young people, are high school age people earning certifications here, important certifications?
Absolutely. So for the Michigan National Guard, we've got a cyber protection team in the Army that we share with Ohio and Indiana. We have a cyber operations squadron for their readiness. Not only do they have to go off to an Army or Air Force school, but they have to have these same certificates that are being taught here in Pinckney, or will be taught in Pinckney going forward. So it's very valuable. We've had Lieutenant General Cardone, the Army Cyber Command commander, last year to Michigan, and he is full speed ahead. We had the Secretary of Defense Office of Economic Adjustment as part of the grant that supported this program. Them and a representative from NSA were all at the Pinckney High School ribbon cutting because it's so important to grow these certificates. You can't even get on the Department of Defense network without the certificates they're teaching there.
I want to ask you both whether you anticipate this kind of curriculum and this kind of institution spreading to other school districts. Dr. Darga, what do you think?
Well, I certainly hope that it would, because it's just a dramatic need for cybersecurity professionals. It is a challenge because you do have to have the facility and you got to have qualified staff members to do this. And we're poised to do that right now. But I certainly hope it does create interest and spread through other high schools, not just in Michigan, throughout the country.
Have education officials responded to this? Have they had any comment about this kind of curriculum in the public schools?
Well, first of all, there already is a couple of high school cyber programs like Cyber Patriot, and Pinckney High School is well known for that and how well it's done in that national competition. We want to create this ecosystem in Michigan, like our high school robotics, where we've got high school teams. The teams are enablers to having actually things like the Pinckney Cyber Range, the Michigan Cyber Range at places like Pinckney. So, yes, the vision is to have these regionally around the state and where not just high school students can plug in, but adult ed, retraining veterans, partners with universities, community colleges. We want an ecosystem where anybody can log in, take these certificates and earn them locally in anywhere in Michigan.
And it's conceivable that someone graduating from this program could end up working for the Michigan National Guard in this kind of capacity?
We have over 700 part-time IT and cyber jobs in the Michigan Guard. That's something that a lot of people, if they think about, you know, your uncle's National Guard, we're a little bit different and we're changing pretty rapidly. There's a dramatic growth in the Department of Defense, and we're proud to grow that cyber workforce because in our vision, we don't want to go out and recruit everybody to be full-time in the military. We'd love them to go on active duty for a couple of years, gain some skills, get these certificates, come back. But we'd love them to work in Ann Arbor, Detroit, Lansing, Grand Rapids, make $100,000 a year in their civilian job and work part-time in the Army or Air National Guard and put on a uniform and have a top-secret clearance and go out and do great things for our nation.
Dr. Jim Darga, how do you instill a sense of ethics into your students? Aren't they learning the same skills that hackers learn?
You know, that is indeed an excellent question, because in order to defend against hackers, you need to know the same strategies that they're going to employ against you. So included with our curriculum is ethical hacking units, in which the students actually learn how to be ethical hackers, where they look for vulnerabilities, but they also learn how to develop reports and how to process those reports through the chain of command so the vulnerabilities are addressed within a network of the organization.
The Training Institute's really meant to be a community asset, not just something for the Pinckney School District, I understand. Who else is involved, Jim Darga?
Well, you know, it's been a great partnership with all those partners that General Stone has already mentioned, but we're also working with post-secondary partners, which include Washtenaw Community College, Eastern Michigan University, University of Michigan, as well as Cleary University. And Cleary University is actually going to be going to their Board of Trustees in January to propose a new bachelor's degree program through which eight of the classes will all be offered within our hub setting here. So they'll be using the cyber range as part of their learning experience. And we've also had great opportunities to develop partnerships with local businesses, whether it's Cisco, Brightline out of Brighton, other organizations that have supported us and provided resources that we needed to make this program that we want at the level of excellence we want it to be.
We've been talking about a unique cybersecurity training curriculum, the first of its kind in the United States. The Pinckney Community Schools in Livingston County has just launched the PCS Pinckney Cyber Training Institute and Sentinel Center. It's a hands-on program for high school students, also IT professionals, allowing them to practice their abilities on the Michigan Cyber Range. Brigadier General Michael Stones, an Assistant Adjutant General for Installations with the Michigan Army National Guard. And we thank Dr. Jim Darga, Director of Secondary Curriculum and Cybersecurity for the Pinckney Community Schools. Thanks to both of you, and best of luck with the project.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.